Should I go ahead, man? Yeah.
Yes, please. Go ahead, Navid.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining. It's Friday, so thank you for taking time to join this call. Happy Friday, everyone. So today's topic is Azure Event Grid. Just a quick summary about myself. I've been with Microsoft for 13 years, in IT industry for 22. I was used to be in Microsoft Consulting Services for almost 10 plus years, and working with Azure since its inception. And currently, I'm in an Azure pre-sale solution architect TSP role. Integration is my passion, and this topic is about integration. So as usual, we are going to spend the first few minutes on some of the Azure services updates. So I'm going to talk about only one update today, which is I think it's on the app services side. It's a very important update in terms of that the capability that it has. We were looking for it for quite some time, and now it's available, which is web app for container and on Linux. So two things. If you have a container, a web app in a container, you can bring it to Azure. Or, and by the way, that can be, that container is can be in your private repo, it can be in the Azure Container Registry, it can be in Docker registry or wherever that can be, you can bring into Azure App Service. So that's the first thing. Second thing is App Service for Linux. So if you have, like a number of customers ask, okay, we have a Ruby on Rails app, how we can host it in Linux? Or if you have a .NET Core app running in Linux, how you can bring it? Or a Java app, that is a Java web app, how you can bring it up? So that's how you can kind of using App Service for Linux, you can bring that into on the App Service, and you get all the goodies that comes with web app, which is slots, which is auto scaling, which is a lot of management support that you have. All of these goodies are there. So think of it that you have a managed platform, and you are just bringing those apps. So you don't not just worry about the app, and let's worry about the underlying platform. And of course, Node.js is supported, PHP 5.6 and I think 7.1 as well is supported. So I think this is a big chance for if you're a customer, for yourself, or if you have customers of your own, for them to take advantage of it, to try it out, to see how they can host these apps instead of just running them on VMs and constantly, you know, worrying about the patching and all that, host it in Azure Web App and get true advantage of a PaaS platform with auto-scaling and get all the flexibility, agility, and cost saving with that. And just to let you know, hopefully in next, maybe in a week or two, we will present it on this topic and, you know, go a little bit deeper what you can do. Probably we may have to spend maybe two sessions, one on containers and one on just a Linux app. So you know, definitely we will try to cover it in this series at in the next few weeks. So that's definitely on our radar. Any questions? Okay. So let's start with the topic of today, which is, by the way, the slide as well as the recording will be available. So what is Azure Event Grid? It's an event service for modern application. When we talk about modern application are applications that are reactive. They respond to events, they generate events, and that's what Azure Event Grid allows you to do. It's an event service. It is built for scale. So it's a fully managed event service built for scale. You don't have to worry about, you know, okay, what server is running on a serverless offering, and it can scale up to millions of events. So you can have multiple subscribers, and we will talk about subscriber in a second. So basically, this is built for scale, you know, and make it really, really easy of those event-based creating those event-based application. And ideally, what it allows you to do is you can send an event from any source to any destination for any application. This is kind of a high level diagram. By the way, this is currently in public preview. So this is a high level diagram. So on the left hand side, you have event publishers or event generators or event sources. It can be your custom applications. When we say custom topics, they can be event hubs. Or any Azure subscription, any resource changes, or any blob storage. So event can be a type of a new resource group created in an Azure subscription, or changes in Azure subscription. A resource group event can be a resource is modified in a resource group. Blob storage, a blob is added, blob is removed. And by the way, these are only few of those, and as we move towards GA, there are more of event sources or publishers will be added. And then we have event subscriptions. Event subscriptions are the way you listen to those events, and they can be Azure Functions, your logic apps, your webhooks, your automation. So that's kind of a, that's your that's your event handler, and event subscription, they will listen to one of those subscriptions. So if you are familiar with messaging, anybody who is familiar with messaging, like any type of service bus or, you know, message bus that we talk about, they should be familiar with these concepts. But for everyone else, let's talk about just the key concept about Azure Event Grid. And folks, if you have any questions, please feel free to speak up or paste it in the IM window, and Suraj, if you will be kind enough to, you know, repeat the question. Thank you. So events. Events is what happened. As I said, it can be a file, a blob created in a blob, or a resource, for example, a VM modified in a resource group, things like that. Event sources or event publisher, that's where the event took place. So it can be a resource group. It can be a custom app, which is generating a custom event. It can be a blob container. So these are your resource group. Okay, topic. Topic is a endpoint or a location where event source or event publisher will send the event. Okay, I got this event that something interesting happened. I'm gonna send it to this location. So this is, think of it as a post office. So whenever you kind of send this, it's gonna go to that centralized location, okay? Then you have event subscription. Event subscription is, hey, I am interested in this event. So tell me when an event of this type from this source happen, let me know. So that's what happens is subscriptions are tied to the topic. So each topic can have n number of subscription, okay? And what it does is it can also filter events. So let's say that you have a resource group, and the resource group has multiple VMs, and all are generating those events whenever a VM is resized or stopped or started or anything happened to the VM state. And let's say you are only interested in certain VMs which start with VMP, which are your production VMs. So you can actually put a prefix there and say, give me the events which have this, where the ID or where the name or the, sorry, the subject start with VMP. And subject is, which is kind of a, which is the topic of this event, or where, you know, I mean, where this event what this is event is all about. Okay, and finally, event handlers are the service or application which is kind of a processing those events. So as events comes in, this thing is kind of a processing those events and working on it. Okay, so let's quickly move on. And then the capabilities.
Hey,
first, go ahead.
Hey, Naveed, quickly, there was a question in the chat window. The question is from Mohammed Sharaf. The question is it abstract layer over service bus?
No, it is not. It is basically a brand new service. And I will talk about what is the difference between, I mean, when you should one, you should use one or the other. No, it is not. This is a massively, because if you have ever worked with Service Bus, it has, it is a great service, don't get me wrong, but it has limitations in terms of message throughput. I mean, here we are talking about millions of events. So this is not built on top. I mean, maybe it is using some of the technologies underneath, but it is not a layer on top of Service Bus. It is using some of those concepts because these are messaging concepts. They're not tied to Service Bus, but it is not built on top of Service Bus. Okay. So simplicity, you can just quickly create a topic and create subscription and start sending and receiving event. Very simple. All communication is over HTTPS, security is through keys. So no worrying about, okay, this message standard is not supported and this that is not supported. Filtering, as I said before, you can filter events by suffix, by prefix, and more things are coming. Fan out, you can subscribe, multiple subscribers can be at the same topic, so you can send that event to 10, 15, 100, or thousands of subscribers or thousands of application. It reliability. So let's say that something happened, it cannot deliver that event, it will do a 24-hour retry, with exponential bake-off to ensure that events are delivered. So that's But once again, this is not Service Bus, because Service Bus is a true messaging platform with order delivery and all that. It does not provide those features. It is for mass distribution and consumption of event. Okay. Once again, continuing capabilities, a pay per event. It's you only pay for the throughput that you use. As I said, high throughput scenarios, millions of events per second. That's what we are talking about. And a number of Azure services at some point, all of Azure services will have built-in events that they will be able to set. So you can, attach to a subscription, attach to a service and then start receiving event from that service. As I said, like a VM startup and shutdown, it can be a SQL database creation or things like that. Okay, custom events. You can create custom events with your application. Let's say you have application that generates certain events that other application may be interested in. You can create a topic and start sending events, and other application can subscribe to those topic and receive those events. Okay, when you should use event grid. Okay, serverless application. So you have, let's say you are using an Azure function is doing something interesting to maybe another application, and that application is triggering an event, and that event is raised through Azure Event Grid. You have a logic app that is listening to that event. It gets that event and then do something interesting. So you can, it allows you to tie these things together where you have multiple one logic app to the other. So all these things can be tied together through this event grid. One example they have mentioned is a blob storage. Let's say somebody puts a picture in a blob storage and you kind of take that picture once it raises an event, and you based on that event you pick that picture and you do some operation on it. Operational automation. So, for example, as I said before, you have a VM that is rebooted or changed, or a SQL database has created. You want to know if these things are happening, and you want to know especially if these things are happening in your production environment. Before that, one way to do was you basically look at Azure audit logs, but that is more of a pull method where you are constantly looking at those logs, and as soon as you see a create event, that's when you want to do something. But this, you are receiving an event in the case if something happened to that VM, and then you can take some action. Of course, application integration. So basically, as I said before, since you can have multiple in applications, and they are one of those application is raising an event, another application is interested in those events, and it kind of receive those events and take some action. So just keep in mind, the point will come, at some point you will think, okay, I have Service Bus, I have event hubs, and I have event grid. What should I use what? Remember, Service Bus is targeted to truly messaging, enterprise messaging scenarios where you need guaranteed delivery, where you need order delivery, and all those sophisticated messaging scenario. Like you pick up a message, the message is hidden, you process it. If the processing is successful, you mark it, complete, and that is removed from the queue. But if not, it will reappear in the queue and all that. So all these things are a part of that enterprise messaging concept. For that, Service Bus is the solution. Event Grid is not the solution. It can work with Service Bus. Service Bus can be a subscriber or maybe or sender of event to Event Grid, but it is not a replacement of Service Bus. Okay. Second thing is, what about event hubs? So event hub, once again, event hub can raise certain events which can be captured through Event Grid and then distributed to multiple subscribers. Once again, event hub is targeted to certain scenarios where Event Grid is not applicable at all. So all of these messaging services have a place or a certain scenario that they are addressing. So just look at it. So it's not that one is replacing the other. Any questions?
So, Naveed, I can see a question in chat window. Can you take a quick look?
Yeah, I can do that. Also, but you can create alerts to invoke a runbook when certain logs created in that. Absolutely, you can do that, and nobody's stopping you from doing that. But remember, this provides you a more of an alerting, more of an event-based model. Instead of you querying the logs all the time, you can just listen to on a subscription to a topic, and as soon as something happens, you will know that something has happened, and I need to take. So it's event-based. So event comes in, and you can generate an alert on that. You can send an email. I mean, that's on you. Whatever you want to do. Okay. So let's quickly move on to a short demo. So I have. The reason I want to do it in command line, I want to show exactly the creation of a subscription and the topic and all that. So first of all, I'm going to go to request.bin. If you don't know what it is, it allows you to create webhooks. So I have created a webhook here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a subscription which will pass that webhook to Event Grid to post any notifications. Okay, So first of all, I'm going to create a resource group, and then I'm going to create a topic. So I'm not very good at typing, so that's why I cheated. Here you go. So this is creating a resource group. So resource group has been created, and now I'm going to create a topic. So remember, we talked about it. You have to have a topic where your and this is we are talking about custom events. So we are creating a topic where you can where publisher can send events, and then subscriber can subscribe to create subscriber can subscribe to that topic to receive events. So this has been created, and now I'm creating a subscription. So once I type it in, I will tell you what it does. Pasted it. So as you can see, I'm telling it this is the name. Subscription name is first sub. It is there is an endpoint that it is wanna receive the information if there is any event comes in, and it's the resource group name and then the topic name. So that's so I'm creating a subscription on a particular topic. Okay, and you will see the data coming in as well. So subscription has been created. Let me just, and as you can see, this is the destination. This is where this subscription needs the data. So it says I am attached to this topic. If anything happens, any event comes in, send it to this location. Okay. Let me just paste the. So now what I'm doing is I am getting the value of the endpoint. I am getting the value of the key, and then this is nothing but actually this is nothing but the value of the message that I'm going to be posting. So now I am going to become an event publisher and send an event to this topic. Okay, so let me go here and let's post this event to this topic. Okay, so if you're not familiar with curl command, what curl command does is it basically think of it as a headless browser. So you are just doing a post, just like you can do the same thing with Fiddler, but we're just doing in command line. So I'm gonna post this data, this JSON data. I'm gonna post it on this topic. I send it to this topic, and then let's see if we can. First of all, let's go to our request.bin, and we are going to refresh this page. So as you can see, there are already some requests posted. Why? Because it tells us the subscription has been created, it has been validated. So let's do that post and let's see what happens. So it did the post. Let's come back to our request.bin. It's a webhook, so it should get a request. Let's refresh it. It's taking It's sweet time to refresh. Okay. It hasn't received the event yet. Let's do it one more time. Let me just double check if I. Yeah, it is the right URL. What's going on? So for some reason, it is not getting the event. Let me just send it again. Just remember, this is in public preview, so anything can happen. Let me try one more time. So let's refresh this one more time. Let's see if anything changes. Oh, okay. So we got the events. It took a second. You see, we posted three events. So this is the first event. As you can see, this is the data that I sent to the topic. And this came to the topic and then it went to the subscription. So that's how it works. I mean, there was a slight delay. I'm not sure why, but this is what happened. And let's try a few more times. Let's see if we can post a few more. Okay, so now this data is coming in here, and let's refresh again. So this data will show up So basically, this example that I show, we created a topic, we created a subscription, and we posted from to the topic and subscription receive. I can have could have multiple subscription, I could have multiple topics, and so I could have created it in a C# application or a .NET application or a Java application because it's all HTTPS. So my point is this, I mean, any application can do this thing and can publish events, and they don't have to build a messaging infrastructure. Messaging infrastructure is already there. You only pay for the capacity that you use. So with 2 minutes left, I would like to open it for any questions.
So Naveed, I see a very good question which I heard a couple more times. And what is the main difference between Event Hub and Event Grid? And can you talk about any good scenarios where Event Grid fits better than Event Hub?
Yeah, so I think just remember, Event Hub is targeted to kind of a low latency scenarios like IoT and things like that, where you know that there are devices which are it's a dedicated resource for those devices which are attached and which are sending data. And the data that comes to Event Hub, some of the data, I mean, you want to store that's kind of what we call it cool or cold data, which are basically logs, and you want to store. But there may be some data that you want to take immediate action from. For example, let's say it's oil rig, it's generating telemetry about the pressure on that oil valve or pressure valve or something like that, or temperature. If it goes above a certain temperature, you want to raise an event at that point, okay, to notify that something has happened. So you may have an event grid sitting next. I mean, you may use Event Grid. So you generate an event, send it to the Event Grid, and then Event Grid will distribute it to all the subscribers who are interested. There may be an alert system. There may be a pager going on to the maintenance team. There may be something going on to a database table or maybe a dashboard or something like that. So that's how they will work together. Or that's how you can kind of imagine the difference between an Event Hub and Event Grid. I hope it kind of answers the question. So it's not, yeah.
Yes, I think it does answer the question. So, in interest of time, we are almost at the top of our hour. So, I can you take one more question? So,
Yeah,
there
yeah.
is the question is, any recommendation on how to showcase these events? Maybe a dashboard.
That's on you. Remember, these events are coming in. This is all right now. This thing is not in the portal, so this is all through CLI. So that once that will be in the portal, so you can do the UI. But for the events coming in, yeah, I mean, you can. I wish I had a kind of a web application which is kind of receiving those web hooks, so you can show it. Web hooks through web sockets, so you can show it on that. I mean, that's on you. I would leave it to the imagination of the audience. I mean, they can, whatever way they want to present these events. Like here, I mean, we are just presenting those events to request.bin, I mean, request bin, but you can show it any way you want because that's data that you're collecting. You can put it in a database and then have a UI sitting in front and show those events.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, thank you so much, Naveed. This is a great session, and I know that there will be in future there's lot more information will come out regarding Event Grid
Absolutely.
in terms of scenarios and use cases. Thanks all for joining this call today, and all the recordings and decks will be posted on our channel line page. So that's all. Do you have anything else, Naveed?
No, that's it. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks all. Have a great Friday.